everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yachtcrew Labs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm extremely pleased to welcome my next guest. Her name is Holly Smith, the host of Boat Building News. Welcome.
Hi, Ria. Thank you so much for this time.
You started Boat Building News, and I think I probably saw the first one come across. We were in the middle of a pandemic, and up pops your very happy, smiley, positive face, thank goodness, amongst all the dreariness that was out there. And you were hosting Boat Building News. Now, we know that the industry is very male orientated. And for me, it was just really refreshing to see a woman talking about boat building. Tell us how this came to be.
Sure. So, well, thanks for the lovely introduction there. But Boat Building News, I would love to say it was a planned strategy or a planned idea or anything like that. But it was an idea that came to me in the middle of the pandemic. In the UK, a lot of us were furloughed. And most of the company I was working for at the time was furloughed. I think I was the only member of staff still working. And it was a slog. We worked in the recruitment industry and it was tough. I mean, can you imagine phoning a business up and saying, hey, can I recruit for you, when they've just furloughed all of their staff? It was an insult, really. And I was running one morning, sort of middle of lockdown, in our allocated hour of exercise that we were given. And I was running, and weirdly, all the best ideas seem to come to me when I'm running. And I thought, you know what, today, I'm just not going to sell. I'm just going to stop selling. And it was the most simple thing. And I just felt so right in that decision. I thought, I'm just going to stop selling, but I'm not just going to do nothing. I'm not going to watch daytime TV. I'm not just going to chill out. I'm still going to add value, but I just cannot sell recruitment services right now. It feels wrong. It felt wrong. It wasn't a popular decision. Bearing in mind I was working for a recruitment company, there was little value in that to them, I think. But yeah, there was no plan in it or anything. And that morning, as everything I do it on a whim and I dive straight in. Within about an hour, I'd recorded the video and it was live. And actually, even then, I felt like I'd added value to the industry. Did I know who was watching it? Not really. I didn't really sort of pay attention to any of the analytics or anything like that. And I sort of kept going for a couple of weeks. And then one week, for no real reason, I didn't put a video up and my phone went crazy and everyone's like, where's the Boat Building News? Like, this is like, it's Friday, where is it? And that's when I realized that actually, genuinely, this is actually holding more value than I thought. And yeah, so every Friday morning, which I think is kind of the superpower, really, I think with anything, it doesn't have to be the greatest idea or the greatest invention in the world, but consistency is key. And consistency is absolutely the superpower that I had. That every Friday morning, always reassuringly regular in quite a turbulent world, the Boat Building News was there for the industry to watch. I think they found it quite comforting. And yeah, and so fast forward to now, we've kind of organically grown it, did actually put a bit of strategy in place, unlike the beginning. We've got YouTube channels, Instagram, TikTok, we're across all the platforms and kind of looking forward to actually how big we can really grow it. Because yeah, we're not slowing down at all. And I don't think the interest in it, from what I can see, is slowing down either.
We see a lot of influencers out there that are in the space of the social media podcast. They come from yachting families. They come from connections. They come from that world. So it's very easy for them to jump into this. No. You come from that construction background. And tell us why you thought Boat Building News would be your niche.
I'm actually a recruiter. I worked in the construction background. So no, I didn't grow up in boats. I didn't come from a family who sailed. I do happen to live by the coast. In reality, it's not, I don't sail at the weekends or anything like that. My interest in the boat building industry is okay, I'm a recruiter in the marine industry. And if I'm working in that space, I naturally want to be an expert in that space. I want to know everything. I'm either not in at all or I'm all in. And I'm obsessed and with knowing everything, gaining knowledge. And I want to be the expert in the room if I'm having to talk about a topic. I would hate the feeling that I didn't know what I was talking about. And I'm just all in. So I think I love the marine industry, but I think naturally if I'd have been a recruiter in another industry, I probably would have done exactly the same thing. And I would have just committed to it 100%. And who knows, I may have done, I don't know, construction news or something, but it's just, if I'm committed, I'm committed and that's it.
So are we ever going to see you hosting in a bikini?
Absolutely not. That's So I am me. And there's so much pressure nowadays. And weirdly, a lot of people think this pressure would stereotypically come from men in the industry and things like that. It comes from the women as well as the men. There's a certain pressure to look a certain way. I've been told to wear my hair down. I've been told to dress for the men. I've been told all sorts of things. Honestly, what you see on a Friday morning in my videos is me. So, I mean, the other day, I was tight on time, so I recorded it in my car. If I've got a hoodie on, sometimes I've got a hoodie on, I'm Polly Smith. I'm not going to conform to what the yachting industry think a social media influencer, which I don't particularly like that term. I'm not going to look a certain way because that's the expectation of me. I am who I am, but I don't walk around wearing marine industry clothes at the weekend. More likely to be in my hockey kit or my running kit or something like that. And I think that's probably part of the appeal of it, is that not quite the same as perhaps some of the other marine industry, especially female influencers that are out there.
Well, I think what I found really fascinating about your show was that as I watched, you were just yourself, but you come from a place of knowledge. Now, this is for me, because I am one who really sort of champions women and equality. I was really happy to see someone who actually had something worth saying and making sure that the message that got out there was, yeah, I may be female, but this is something worth listening to because I've done my research. I'm actually serious and I'm knowledgeable and I am providing something that is not in the industry at this current point. Have you had that same sort of feedback?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's from the early days because I said to you, I like to be all in and I like to know what I'm talking about. I'm really comfortable with asking questions. And I think probably coming from outside of the marine industry and into it. So I kind of came from a point of being an expert in recruitment into the marine industry. I was actually really, really comfortable right in the early days of putting my hands up and saying, hey, look, I'm a recruitment expert. I'm not a marine industry expert. What did that mean? Or when you talk about that technique of building the boat, what do you actually mean? And I think if you're quite comfortable to do that and put yourself almost like in quite a vulnerable state where you can actually just be so curious about it that you do find that almost, I mean, quite recently, I still use that line now. Hey, I'm not an expert in marine industry. I'm an expert in recruitment. And it does make me smile because sometimes my team here in the office or anything like that will just laugh because they're like, you've got no idea. What are you saying that for? And I think slowly you become more of an expert than you realize because you're just a sponge. You learn something from everyone I speak to. And that's why I love podcasting. Because everybody I speak to, they do something different. It's something that I'm not an expert in. And it's an opportunity for me to have that conversation where you go beneath the surface of what they're doing and you ask the questions, why and how. And okay, it's informative for the listener. I learn something every single time as well. But slowly but surely, the bank of knowledge that I've got is just growing and growing and growing. So it's satisfied that for me, for sure.
So now you've conquered the European market. You're heading to America, not living there, but you're actually looking at the boat building industry in the States.
Yes.
What do you hope to accomplish with that?
Well, that age-old, I'm going to crack America. I mean, like I think I said to a few people, I'm no happy start. This is going to be a challenge. But I think that in the UK industry and a little bit in Europe as well, I am quite well known and I have that. I can pick the phone up and say, hey, I'm Holly Smith. And 9 times out of 10, the people in the industry will say, oh, boat building news, yes. And I think that by going to America where, you know, that does not happen because we just haven't had that exposure there. It's a challenge and I thrive on that. What I hope to achieve is kind of twofold. I hope to achieve the same type of value that I give the UK and the European industry. I hope to give the same value in the American industry. For me, the vibe of what I do, the videos, some of the short form videos and the vlogging as well and the podcasting, I think they consume it quite well in America from what I can see. It's the type of media that they thrive on, way more so possibly than the UK, where we're a little bit more reserved and we're a bit more, a lot of things are shared in presentations and documents. We're not so there with the social media and the videos and the vibe that I take, which is a bit more fun, a bit more upbeat. And I think it's going to be received really, really well. And also with from a recruitment background as well, we're the best of the best in recruiters in the UK. Like the UK recruitment market is worldwide known for being the best and the best, but it's absolutely saturated. So actually the competition is fierce in the UK. There's recruiters everywhere. And actually what I think, if we can take our model of UK recruitment to America with the quality of recruitment that we're used to, because we're so saturated here, I think the value we can add the recruitment market over there as well is just mind-blowing. So it's kind of twofold. It's the value for the marine industry with the boat building news, and the value for the recruitment industry in the marine industry in America, that I think that we can add value from both sides for sure.
Do you see yourself in the future perhaps just being an influencer and becoming, say, a host or going to the yachting shows, boating shows, doing the interviews, hosting events, etc.?
It's tough to say, actually, because at the moment I feel like I'm running two full-time jobs at the moment, and I've got equal amount of passion for both. So I love social media. I love the videoing, the editing. I love interviewing people. I love getting beneath the surface. And I really get that from the boat building news. But 20 years in recruitment, it's through and through. I love that as well. But, you know, aside from recruitment, I also love being in a leadership position of a team. So I love seeing the changes and the development of, we have a graduate scheme here where I work. It is so satisfying to be able to work closely with the team and see them be successful because of how you've developed them. Absolutely thrive on leadership as well. So I kind of get both sort of the benefits of both sides at the moment. However, I am just one person and there are only still 24 hours in my day, and there's a hell of a lot of other stuff I do as well. So at some point, I'm sure there's going to be a sort of a crossroads where there's, do I take this leap of faith or do I continue driving with my recruitment career? I don't know if it needs to be an obvious one way or the other. I am where they're so sort of in the same industry and the lines are so blurred now anyway. I'm sure there's a way of pushing both paths to be equally successful as each other. And I'm sure one complements the other and can continue to do that, hopefully for years to come.
Burnout's a thing.
Yeah. I won't even tell you about the marathon that I'm trying to run at the same time.
The three children you're raising, right? I wish you the best of luck. I have watched you from the very beginning and I can't wait to see where you go in the future. And to all those people in the US, please do make Holly welcome. She is an absolutely amazing podcaster. She also is very knowledgeable in what she does. And I think she would make a great addition to your marketplace. So thank you, Holly.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for the time. And let's keep in touch. You'll be a great mentor to me, I'm sure.
To make me feel old. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.